This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden getting ready to announce his top health care officials, as a matter of fact, coming up in the next hour, all of whom will quickly face the country's grim world-leading coronavirus statistics, nearly 15 million infections and more than 283,000 deaths. Mr. Biden, set to be inaugurated on January 20th, has vowed an all-out fight to control the pandemic and says he will call on Americans to wear face masks in public for the first 100 days of his presidency. The number of new U.S. coronavirus cases is soaring, reaching 200,000 or more on some days. The president-elect has tapped former Congressman Xavier Becerra to be his health and human services chief to lead the country's fight against the virus and oversee millions of vaccinations in the coming months. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration could approve the first vaccine against COVID-19 in the coming days, although it will be months before most Americans are inoculated. The New York Times is reporting that Christopher Krebs, the former head of the U.S. Cybersecurity and Critical Infrastructure Agency, which was tasked with helping guard the 2020 U.S. presidential election from hackers, has filed a lawsuit against President Donald Trump's campaign and one of his lawyers after he made threatening remarks during a television interview. The lawsuit accuses Trump's lawyer, Joe DiGenova, of a pernicious conspiracy against members of the Republican Party who are speaking truth and conscientiously performing their public duties in the face of election fraud claims by the White House, according to the report. Mr. Trump has made unsubstantiated claims of widespread electoral fraud and has been trying unsuccessfully to overturn the victory of Democrat Joe Biden. The former official, Christopher Krebs, a Republican, has been the target of death threats, according to the New York Times.